Today's day 155 of my imperfect life. Today was a pretty good day. I had a book signing at the Young and Eglinton location, and it was successful. It was a little bit slow, traffic-wise, but I want to say it was successful. I don't have any wise words to say to you guys, to share with you guys, but one thing I will say is, man, there are moments in life where you'll get so stressed out and you just... I am sorry. Sorry, guys. Anyways. I hope that was not loud on this thing. I was trying to move something with my feet instead of with my hand, and cast iron pot fell over. Anyways, there are moments in life where you get so stressed out and things don't seem to be working, or things are just slower than you want them to be. But I don't know, man. Yeah, those are the kind of moments when you have to remember why you started out. And that's the moment where you have to really rely on just trust in your faith. Hold on to your faith, because nothing is ever promised. But more often than not, all you gotta do is just hold on. Because some things you just feel like you're like in a... Sometimes, rather, you feel like you're in an airplane and you're just flying on vapor. Like you're out of gas. You know, you've prayed, you've done the work, you've sacrificed a lot, but you're just out of gas. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes, past few days, sometimes I felt that way, and even now, a little bit, I feel like it. And you just feel like you're tapped out, you know? And you've stressed, you've overthought things, and, you know, you've planted the seed, you've watered the seed, but sometimes it can be a little frustrating when you don't see what you're looking for. Excuse me. But it is what it is. That's why they say never give up, right? And they always say, I read this one quote, it says, the darkest part of the night comes just before dawn. There are moments in time where the guy or gal traveling gives up only 3 feet from the goal they're seeking. They give up just when the palm trees are on the horizon of the desert they've been walking for many weeks and months. I got that from The Alchemist, this part right here. That's why they say never give up. It's a cliche for a reason, but you truly understand it when you get to a point where you just feel like giving up. Or when you get to a point where you feel like you're flying on vapor. You know, you're out of gas, but you're still flying somehow. I think that's the part where you really have to remember to not give up. That's the part where you really, 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 really have to hold on. For real. There's been moments, for example, I go on Twitter and I scroll and just learning as to what's going on in the crypto market and the financial markets. And there have been stories of people who freaking sell everything. Or sell something that they've been holding on to for years or months. And the moment they sell, an hour or two, or the next day, this shit goes up like 1,000%. That's just some stories I've heard, things I've seen. And it's the same thing in life, man. You know, just being able to... just go just being able to hold on and knock on that one door, one more door, when you just feel tapped out, to show up one more time, to call that one more person, to dial one more cold call, to just hold on. This is entrepreneurship, man. You know, sometimes you're gonna feel like, is anything that I'm doing actually gonna work? Is it going to work? Is anything worth it right now, you know, what you're trying to do? And I can guarantee you, every single person who's ever done anything that the world has considered great success has felt this very moment right now. I'm feeling it right now. Not that I'm gonna give up. By the grace of God, I will persist. But even the toughest individuals have moments where they just feel like giving up. It's just human. That's what we do. You know, but that's why they say never give up, because those who stick with the fight when the fighting gets hard, when they hit the hardest, those are the people that win. You know, they say winners never quit and quitters never win. Again, it's cliche for a reason, because it's true. It holds a lot of weight because it's true. So take it from me. I'm not some guy who is, you know, like Drake or whatever. Some guy who has made it. Heck, I'm sure even Drake still feels that way sometimes, especially in his own level of success, in his own kind of way. He still feels it, I'm sure. Maybe not to the great degree that a lot of entrepreneurs like myself feel it sometimes, but I'm sure he does too. Because every strength, every warrior has his own battle, or her own battle. So, take it from me. You're not alone. I'm not alone. It's a reminder for myself that I'm not alone. And no matter how hard it gets, no matter how rough the water is, no matter what you go through, you're gonna make it through. And remember, it is not the calm seas that makes the experienced sailor, the seasoned sailor. It is the rough waters, the one that breaks the boat, the one that makes him scared to death. That's what makes a sailor a sailor. It is the rough seas that makes a sailor, not the calm one. If you're not having a hard time, if you're not struggling, if you're not stressed out, you know, I'm not saying it's a good thing to be struggling or stressed out, but perhaps you're not pushing hard enough. Perhaps you're not stepping outside of your comfort zone. Perhaps you're not growing. But again, I'm not saying that is a signifier that every single high achiever must experience. But from my point of view, if you want success, it's inevitable for you. It is inevitable to experience hard times. Just like an airplane or a rocket doesn't feel the full force of gravity as it's trying to leave the Earth's atmosphere. Without turbulence, you're not really climbing high. So if you're experiencing turbulence, hey, I'm just gonna say you're reaching new heights straight up. And yeah, if people don't hate you, if people don't take jabs at you, and you're probably not doing something. Anyways, that's a story for a different day. I invite you to read my book, God Bless You, strugglesofadreamer.ca is my website. You matter. Thank you for listening. And yeah, today was hard. You matter. You really do matter. And Yahya Barua, you matter.